CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Typhoon Chanhom has made landfall in East China's Zhejiang province. The typhoon has brought gales and heavy rain and forced the cancellation of hundreds of flights and the closure of highways. So far, no casualties have been reported. Power supply to more than 200,000 households in the coastal Ningbo city has been cut off. Rainfall reached a record 400 millimeters at a village in Sanmen County. 9 other counties have recorded more than 100 millimeters of rain and are experiencing flooding. Over 1 million people in the province have been evacuated. Nearly 30,000 ships have been recalled to port, and several high-speed trains have also been cancelled. More than 46,000 people have been evacuated in neighboring Jiangsu province. The leaders of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization have signed documents finalizing the development strategy of cooperation of member states until 2025. Meanwhile, leaders have ratified a resolution on starting the procedures of granting India and Pakistan full membership of the organization. They have also decided to elevate Belarus to the status of observer from dialogue partner. 4 countries, Azerbaijan, Armenia, Cambodia, and Nepal, have been accepted as new dialogue partners. The SCO summit is focusing on planning the organization's future development. Leaders of all member states of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization have confirmed their attendance at the commemorative activities marking the 70th anniversary of the victory of Chinese People's War of Resistance against Japanese aggression in September in Beijing. According to a press release issued after the 15th meeting of the SCO Heads of State Council, SCO leaders endorsed a statement to commemorate the 70th anniversary of the victory of the World Anti-Fascist War and World War II. In the statement, leaders expressed profound gratitude to those people who made significant sacrifice and suffered great losses to free the world from oppression and destruction. China has said that Thailand's repatriation of over 100 Uyghurs to China is normal cooperation between countries as well as international obligation. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying says the repatriated Chinese minority citizens are illegal immigrants who have traveled to and stayed in Thailand through various channels. Her comments come in response to questions regarding Thailand's repatriation of Uyghurs on Wednesday, which sparked protests from countries including United States and Turkey. Hua Chunying says foreign governments and forces have ignored the facts and incorrectly labeled these illegal immigrants as refugees. Hua Chunying has also condemned recent violence against Chinese and Thai citizens and organizations in Turkey following Thailand's repatriation of the Uyghurs. She urges Turkey to take effective measures to protect the security and legitimate rights of embassies and personnel of China and other related countries. A powerful explosion has left one person dead and 4 others injured in front of the Italian consulate in downtown Cairo. The explosion has caused widespread damage to both the consulate and surrounding buildings. Initial investigations show the explosion was caused by a bomb planted under a parked car close to the consulate. There has been no claim of responsibility for the explosion so far. Greece's parliament has authorized the government to proceed with last-minute negotiations on its proposal for a debt deal with international lenders. The bill was passed by the plenum with 250 votes in favor and 32 against. Athens is now proposing a new set of tax hikes, pension cuts, and economic reforms in exchange of a 53.2 billion euro third bailout program through the European Stability Mechanism over the next 3 years. The proposals will be examined by the Eurogroup later on Saturday. A fatal vehicle collision in northwest China's Gansu province has left 7 people dead. 4 people died at the scene, while another 3 died later in hospital. Another person has escaped with unthreatening injuries. The incident occurred when an unlicensed tricycle collided with a truck at around 6:30 p.m. on Friday in Tianshui City. The cause of the accident is currently under investigation. A man has killed one person and injured 12 others in a stabbing incident at a farmer's market in the southern Chinese city of Shenzhen. The incident happened Saturday morning in the city's Longgang district. The man is reported to have been involved in a family dispute. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.